Good morning, everyone. So, to continue in our topic of going through the Tehillim, so up to Tehillim, we're going to jump to Perek Dalad, the fourth chapter of Tehillim. So the second pasuk, the second verse in the fourth chapter of Tehillim says as follows, Bikari aneini elekei tzidki. When I call out to my God, he answers me. And this is the following three words that I want to focus on. Batsar hirchavtali. In my distress, you herchavta, you expanded, you relieved me. In my distress, you relieved me. So, a lot of times when I talk, I'll quote this mefarish, that mefarish. There's a couple lines from Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman of Bresel Zatzal, Chuziyag Aleinu, in Likutei Moran, Oizkuf Tzadi Hei, he has a very short piece. I'm just going to read what he says, because I think that just hearing his words is a tremendous comfort, and it's a tremendous amount of chizuk. And I can't really add to it. He writes as follows, Batsar hirchavtali, in my distress you relieved me. Hainu, says Rabbi Nachman, that a person has to remember, Shagam afilu bahatsara ba'atzma, Hashem yisbarach marchiv lanu. If you notice, the David HaMelech doesn't say that in my distress you remove my distress. It's in my distress you relieve me, meaning in the stress itself, in the pain itself, there is comfort. Afilu batzara atzma. Even within the pain itself, Hashem yizbarach marchiv lanu, there is comfort. That if a Jew is able to look at his situation, a lot of times when people are going through difficult times, they think that the avoda, the objective is to wait out the storm. Says Rabbi Nachman, that's not necessarily true. It's deeper than that. The avoda is to try to find those winks, those kisses from Hashem within the pain. I've mentioned this many times. It's one of my famous, one of my favorite pshatim that I've ever heard. And I remember where I was when I heard it. That we know Yosef HaTzadik is sold. He's sold down by his brothers to Egypt. And Rashi quotes from the Medrash that he was sold to Arab merchants. And that day they were selling spices, even though normally they sold tar, which and sulfur, which smells very bad. That day they sold spices, says Rashi, because Hashem wanted that the tzaddik of Yosef HaTzaddik should be able to smell something nice. So the question that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz famously asked, which is that Yosef HaTzaddik was just sold by his brothers. He never thinks he's going to see his father again. It's at the lowest point of his life, do you really think he cares about what it smells like? What's the point? And if it smelled like sulfur, you think it would make a difference? And if it smells like perfume, do you think it matters? How does that help? What's the point of that? So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that a lot of times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a Jew is going through suffering, the most difficult aspect of the suffering is thinking that there's chaos, that there's no God there, that there's no purpose to this. So to that Hashem, he gave him a little wink. He gave Yosef HaTzadik a little wink, a little kiss, as if to say that this smell was not necessarily to solve anything. It didn't solve anything. But the point of the smell was for Yosef HaTzadik to remember that Hashem is still with him. And knowing that Hashem is still with him, knowing that within the tzar there's a purpose to this pain, that itself brings him comfort. Says Rabbi Nachman, Shagam afilu b'hatzar ba'atzma, even within the pain itself, Hashem yizbarach marchiv lanu, there is relief. There is expansion within the pain itself, within the restriction. If a Jew just starts focusing on the chesed of Hashem, yireh, he'll see, shafilu be'esh, Hashem yizbarach meitzeloi, it'll become clear to him that even when Hashem puts him through difficulties, gam batzara atzma, even within the pain itself, Hashem yizbarach marchiv loy, Hashem relieves him, u'magdil chazdei imay, and is still taking care of him. And v'zeh, you have to just analyze your life and realize that even when things are difficult, and even when you're going through difficult times, there's still a tremendous amount of chesed that Hashem does for you. And that chesed could be, you know, you found a parking spot. That chesed could be just, you know, looking at your life and realizing you could breathe on your own. And you could walk on your own. And these are chasadim. These are things that we take for granted, but they're chasadim. V'zeh, this is what David HaMelech means, batsar, in the stress, in my distress, hirchavtali, you relieved me. Hainu v'afilu b'toich hatzara ba'atzma, even within the pain, nasatali harchava b'secha, you gave me relief within the pain itself. In addition to the fact that we're waiting for Hashem to remove it, but that's not the avoda necessarily. The avoda is not necessarily to wait out the tzara. It's to find the relief within the tzara. It's mevad, in addition to the fact, ma'ashanu mitzapim, that we're waiting, shasham yisbarach yashiyen bekarav mikol tzaris, they're waiting for Hashem to remove the stresses. V'yeitiv imanu ma'oid, achafilu, but until that happens, gamba tzara atzma marchev lanu. Even within the pain itself, you have to find the relief within the pain. And Rabbi Nachman's students added the following three lines in Kitzel Likud Maran. And by doing this, by finding the optimism, by finding the goodness within the trying times, Tuchal Lizbol, it'll give you the strength to persevere. Ulekabel Kol Mashayver Lecho, you'll be able to overcome all suffering. V'Tisfal Mishum Davin, you won't be overwhelmed. And you won't be anxious, and you won't be overcome by the tzara, because you'll know that there's someone with you in the tzara. If you're just waiting out the tzara, then it makes your life a waiting game. The avodah is not to wait out the tzara, but to find within the tzara, to find the purpose, to find the tachlis, to find the good. As I said once, hamten, which means to wait in Hebrew, is also the same letters matana. There are gifts there. It's to find the gifts within the pain. By day zen, if you're able to do this, tuchel eskarev lo yisbarach tom duchel mashayev lecha, you'll be close to Hashem no matter what's going on. And with that, Hashem will send you a salvation. If you're willing to find the good in it, then Hashem will send you the salvation. That's our avoda. Avoda is batsar, within the pain itself, to realize that Hashem sends us relief within the pain. I think this is very appropriate for what we're going through. We're going through historic times. In the beginning, I talked a lot about it, but I think people got sick of it, and I myself got sick of talking about it. But the truth is, we're going through historically difficult times. And every day it's hard to wake up knowing that you don't know what's going to happen today. You don't know whether you can leave the house and how you're going to leave the house. And you have to wear a mask and all these craziness. The avoda is batsar, within our distress, herchavta lanu, to find the relief within the stress, because it's there. Hashem's constantly taking care of the Jewish people. He's constantly taking care of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem never leaves the Jewish people's sides. He never leaves Eretz Yisrael's side. And even if it seems chaotic, it's never chaotic. There's isdin v'zdayin, there's a God in charge of everything. We should find the compassion within the pain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that Tzchus should remove all suffering for all of us. Be us Gael Tzedek with Mashiach Tzakenu Behavi Meiru Amen.